Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the Spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's. Stop by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. AD is trying to build my spirits up, which is impossible today after the event in Miami last night.
The event.
I even said, I'm at the point you might have to consider trading for Russell Wilson, who I've mocked for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You cannot win an NFL game, and you cannot give up on a season with all the money invested in this team. You can't just say, hey, Skyler, it's your team. No, Skyler Thompson likely cannot win an NFL game. Likely.
Okay, so there's a lot of conversations that are interesting and informative. The question I would ask your ownership / management GM is, why do you have a backup quarterback that can't win a game?
And that, my friend, is a question that Chris Greer needs to answer, why he needs to be fired.
Why would you be in that position? Especially with Tua,
who's
had concussion problems, and who's not a big quarterback, who's been prone to issues that way. Yeah. Why would you have Skyler Thompson? Now, could it be possible that Chris Greer would be sitting in this chair and say, wait a second, why can't we win with Skyler Thompson?
I'd say, have you seen Skyler Thompson play, Mr. Greer? Because I have, and it's not good.
I have,
and it's Mr. Not Greer, good. He's a joke.
He's looking at Chris Greer.
I am. Right? Yeah. Hey, Chris, tell me about these big contracts, these injured guys you have. Let's have a conversation. You keep talking about your offensive line. It's fine. I don't see a fine offensive line. I see a crappy offensive line, Chris. You let Wilkins go. Why'd you let Wilkins go?
Little insight, folks. Jake is speaking to a chair that he's pretending that's Chris Greer, the GM for the Dolphins. Jake, I was worried about Jake when I got off the airplane last night. And my phone began to blow up immediately with a group thread. And I just went, you know, Foreman says, we need to do a welfare check on Jake, man. Jake, I feel bad for you, bro. It'd be different. Okay, it's different.
Too.
If it was week 13, even week 10, but in week 2?
It's incredible, the devastation of one loss. But I get it. I do understand it now. But, man, you lose a game and you lose your quarterback. Yeah. And, wow, now the fallout. Now, I got to tell you, Jake, this sounds odd, but it's partially why we love football. There's so much riding on games.
Yeah.
It's not always like this when you lose.
But the pressure.
But if you're a lot of teams and you lose a game and you lose your quarterback,
your entire season changes dramatically.
Yeah.
I mean, you can lose some guys. You don't want to, but when it's such as pivotal as your quarterback, I mean, you know as well as I do, Sippin' Jake, if you don't have a quarterback, I don't care if it's a college or pro, but particularly in pro, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not winning many games.
Well, what's crazy is that
you don't have much shot.
NFL right now has a dilemma. They have a backup quarterback issue. It's league-wide, which I don't understand. I don't get it. There's good quarterbacks come out every year from college, and there is a straight-up dilemma, a problem in the NFL with backup quarterbacks all the way throughout.
Yeah,
Would you say this? Because I totally agree with you. Would you guys say it's misevaluations of the ones they have?
No.
And just not looking at the ones they should have picked up? I don't get it. I really don't. Because, Jake, you have no confidence in your backup. What's his name?
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson.
I've got negative percent confidence in Skylar Thompson.
Think about, I keep saying this, and people are going to get sick of it. I keep saying zoom out. But zoom out and think about quarterback development in this country, period. It's better, I thought.
Gosh, we got clinics and camps and technology and well, I can't say gurus, alleged gurus, but there are good gurus out there.
And kids starting the quarterback process really early. So where are they now? This isn't just a new phenomenon. This has been going on for 15 years. Where are they
now? I don't know. I seriously don't know.
If you are Miami, though, you cannot give up on the season. You have so much money invested in these players.
Giving up's not an option.
But you can't roll with Skylar Thompson. You can't.
What do you do?
Right now, your options might be to get a...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Free agent Ryan Tannehill for a second stint in Miami, which is horrible. Jimmy Garoppolo is an option. Again, these are awful options, but they're better than Thompson probably. Maybe look at the Steelers and try to get Russell Wilson. He's not starting. Fields is the starter right now because Russ is injured. I understand that.
Calf. Yeah, it's like a calf.
But again, hey, give him a 6-round pick.
I say right now, if you're Miami, all options are on the table as far as getting a QB.
This season, you have to win. I mean, you have such a small window with all these big contracts. You cannot just give up on the season.
Think about the day in Miami's offices, the football complex.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Think about that.
As we speak.
Yeah, from the GM to the head coach to the coordinators, owner. I mean, think about the day that they have to make decisions. And by the way, all of this is occurring as Tua's getting evaluated.
Yes. Right.
I mean, and the emotional impact of that on the entire franchise.
And me.
Right.
More importantly, me. Your co-host.
Yes, and me.
Me.
But you have
my
to make
safety, no, my well-being.
No, it's very interesting, AD. Think about you have to make these decisions under that cloud. You really have to be a professional right now. Because you can't let the emotion of the moment impact Jake, the conversation with Jake. We have to figure out, guys, I know you're emotional, but we got to figure out how to win. And by the way, we're going to Seattle this week.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to Seattle. We
a cross-country trip.
Yeah. You better have some dudes in that franchise step up quick.
And that's a great question. Who are those dudes? Jake,
they let one of them walk in free agency. Christian Wilkins was a leader.
Yes,
he's
he was.
Gone.
He's gone.
To the Raiders.
Who is that dude now in the locker room that's going to step up and try to keep this team together?
Tyreek should be. I'm not sure if he's a leader, though.
Tyreek's not that guy.
Jalen Waddle should be, but he's not. Waddle's not that guy. Teron Armstead's a left tackle, but he's always hurt. Again, he's hurt.
He's hurt. Yeah.
They don't have a leader.
And you don't have a head coach.
You've got a beta head coach, not an alpha.
Beta head coach.
He's beta. He's not an alpha. Dan Campbell's an alpha.
Well, I'll tell you
Sean
what.
McDermott's an alpha.
I'll tell you what, though.
Beta.
I'm not going to say that about McDaniel, but I'm saying that this. You're going to find out who he is this season.
Is that too harsh to say he's a beta?
I don't think he's a beta. I don't follow them enough to know if he's a beta or anything like
that. That's a harsh tag, by the way.
That's a harsh tagline. And so I'm not going to call
him
that. What I am going to say, we're going to find out how he keeps that team together.
Well, he didn't. The first go-round at it, the press conference last night, was poor. He was not strong.
Watch that. I didn't see
he
that.
Was not, I he heard wasn't, it. He wasn't strong. Bad. I mean, I listened to it because I wanted to hear strength, and it wasn't strong.
No. So he didn't exude a lot of confidence?
No. He didn't. It didn't make sense, first of all.
And you know what? Here's the deal.
he didn't.
He rarely does, to be fair.
Coach Bush said something. We were talking 2 weeks ago. We were talking about when Florida State dropped that other game. And Coach Bush had a great point, and he goes, as coaches, he goes, when you're amongst each other, that's one thing. He goes, but you know what? When those players come in, you better have shoulders up, talking positivity, looking like you're going to win, because they're watching 100. You. College, they really are. So we were talking about Norville down at Florida State. Yeah. They're really, and at the pro level, you know, those guys are professionals too, but they're still going to be looking at McDaniel like, has he given up on us?
Mm. Right, exactly.
Has he given up on us?
It feels like he has. I mean, Waddle and Hill left the game on their own accord late third quarter. They gave up. I'm like, man, this team has given up.
Waddle Hill, they stopped playing?
They didn't play the fourth quarter. And they got down into the red zone. They weren't out
there. So when Tua got hit, Waddle and Hill had already checked out.
They left basically when he got hit. When he got hurt, they left. And they were in the red zone. They were at the 5-yard line. They had a chance to score. They were out of the game. Kept throwing the backups.
Now, as far as your head coach goes, listeners could say you're being hard on him because this was very emotional. Because that's Tua's his guy, and Tua's hurting, and he's simple. Come on, he's hurting. I get it, he's hurting, but he's still the leader of a team, of a franchise, of an organization. I don't care if he's hurting.
Right now,
you have to show strength in that situation.
Show some fortitude here.
Yeah. If he's going to show his weaknesses, that's got to be at home or in his office or his other coaches. They can say, hey, y'all, we can ache and moan and be sad about this now, but we go out, we better show a sign of strength. Because 100. If we don't, it sends a message throughout the entire organization, man.
That is it for us. You guys can discuss more of the Dolphins' woes in the drive next. I need to check out. And
I think Jake's
going to
go for a drive by himself after this.
By himself.
The drive
to the country.
The drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow for the pregame show at 4 p.m.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.